bandwidth and hosting for the British Tech Network is provided by UK2.net. Innovative, affordable, and reliable web hosting.
Your host is Mr. Steve Neighbour.
Yay! Hang on, mate, before you start.
More mead.
It's best of luck, Duke.
Thanks, mate.
Hello.
It's not popping.
Thanks. That makes me feel good. Okay, so we're going to do a few stories. Sarah's going to come out in a bit and join us. We've got three groups of people who aren't here with us. On my left is the... What group are you?
Android.
We do Android.
Woo! Okay.
Oh, they've been split into partisan.
And on my right, we have a group that does...
Windows.
Okay, and centre and front, we have the...
Mac.
Okay. And the first thing we're going to talk about is tablets, different tablets. Ooh. So we've now got the Windows tablet, which you'll be familiar with, is
the Surface.
And we've also got the latest Google tablet, which is called the Nexus.
Nexus, huge.
Nexus 7. Nexus, and we've got massive. The boring and traditional
iPad.
Yeah. Less excitement. See, did you notice the less excitement from the beginning in terms of their tablet? Right, so... On the Windows tablet, can someone tell me about the Windows tablet that's been released recently and why it's good?
It hasn't been released yet.
It's been announced, hasn't it?
It has been announced, and that's it.
But there's no pricing that's put with it.
No, and that's the problem.
Why is that a problem?
Well, how can you compare it to Apple and if you don't have a price?
But Sarah's got an iPad. That's just destroyed the whole argument.
That's because there's no Surface available yet. It's not even, it's just been announced.
Why have they announced it now?
Oh.
Why have Microsoft announced the Microsoft Surface tablet now?
To try and excite the market before Christmas.
Excite the market before Christmas.
But it's not on sale, though.
To kick the third parties up the backside.
Oh, with the Android group are kicking back.
Isn't it coming out in like March or something?
I have no idea.
They don't know when it's coming out. There's no proper dates.
To be fair, it does look awesome.
As far as I know, it's going to be October for the tablet version, January, February for the Windows, the more PC based version.
Yeah, it's two versions.
But I know a couple of Surface developers or Windows app developers who have been prepped, and that's what they're being told is October launch date.
Let's just do a poll.
It's going to be around the Windows 8 sort of launch, but as I understand it, they're going to do Windows 8 first, then tablet.
So, Sarah, who's by my side. Hello, Sarah.
Hello.
How are you?
I'm very well, thank you.
Sarah's just asked me to do a poll, because Sarah is the Android person, aren't you?
I am, yes.
Holding the iPad, and she's just
and Tone, another Android, is holding an iPad. Yeah.
Oh, hello, Eric. How are you? I can't hear you.
I can't hear him.
He's
out
in the
here.
Kitchen.
I can see you. You look great.
Speak up.
You could have worn a tie for us. We're all nicely wearing ties.
Oh, we got a bit of you there, Eric. This happens every week, you know. When the chat room, you see nothing happening on the screen. You know, we see us so just talking into nothing. That's what Eric can hear.
Exactly. And now he's turned.
Yeah.
Hello,
this is normal.
Eric.
Hello, Eric.
Please give us the votes from the American jury.
Speak, Eric.
Well, how's it going?
Yay!
Oh, now I hear myself.
Sorry.
Can you hear me now?
You're in the kitchen.
Can you hear us?
Hey, everybody.
Hey. Hello, Eric.
Can you hear us, Eric? Can you hear us, Eric?
I hear you.
Cool.
A little bit.
We're just having a conversation. We've got three groups in front of us, Eric. On my left-hand side that you might not be able to see, we've got the Android group.
Yay! Hello.
Yes, there's three of them. On the right-hand side, we have Windows.
Hello,
Sarah. Yay! Oh, sorry.
No hardware.
Sarah has joined the Android group. Almost doubling their numbers overnight. And on the right-hand side, we have the Windows group.
Yay!
and we have a small group in front of me, which is the Matt group. You may not hear them.
Eric, before we carry on, Eric, which group are you in?
I guess the Mac group. I don't know.
Okay, so we're going to split the conversation three ways tonight in terms of the different stories that we're going to go to and get the different views from different groups. Okay.
Sounds good. I think so. Are we going to have some fights break out in the crowd?
I hope not, because I'm in the middle.
We've been drinking all day. Does that answer the question?
Translated means we've been drinking all day.
But that was in American.
Eric, don't you remember this from last year?
There is mead involved.
There is mead involved. Everyone's got a glass of mead in their hands. We were just talking about the three different tablets. Windows have announced their tablets. Windows have announced their tablet recently. The Android tablet has now been announced, and we've also got the iPad going on in existence. What's your view on the three differences between the three different tablets now, and Eric?
Oh, me? Yes. I don't know.
Come on!
Awesome.
We've no opinion.
Is it not that one of them actually sells in significant numbers?
Yeah, I would say that's pretty much the difference.
I've done some research. I was in a cafe bar yesterday, and I've done some research. This, that's probably another seat I need. I was in the cafe yesterday. I love the normal media, because whenever they cover tech, they cover it with a certain style. So this was a full-page center spread from the Times. Not the Sun. Will, it's not the center spread from the Sun. And this was an article, if someone else can hold it up, that covers the tablet tablet market at the moment. And it basically states that Apple have 60% of the market at the moment. And the prediction is, as you can see from this graphic here, it's just like the news, isn't it? From this graphic here...
Don't punctuate. No work!
In 2016, the belief is that the market will be shared. Yeah, 2016 is a future prediction of the Times. In 2016, the market will be shared between, checking my facts, Apple and, get ready, is it the group on the right, the group on the left?
Android.
Amazon.
Nokia.
Commodore.
Android.
No way.
With Windows being very small.
Not a surprise.
No.
It's in the... It's written. See, that's traditional media, that is.
Yeah, Steve, I noticed you didn't have a BlackBerry group over there.
There is a BlackBerry group, actually. The BlackBerry group
is
in small red. For the numbers...
It's going backward.
Is it listed with others?
It's one person. Sales predicted in 2016 for Apple. 137,000 predicted for... Who did I say? Android, yes. And Microsoft would be 43,000, sorry. And 17,000 predicted for BlackBerry, optimistically.
If they're still going.
That's not minus 17.
That's fact,
is
that is. 2016.
Steve, did you say that was tablets?
Sorry?
Did you say it was tablets? What are they going to do? Release Playbook 2?
Possibly.
Yeah.
Maybe there'll still be 17,000 playbooks.
But pass it round, have a look. It's fact.
I don't take this as fact. Can I just? I just want to raise a point very quickly, if that's okay. Just to say that the iPad has got a massive number of people developing for it already. The Android, they've come up with a new operating system, which is Jelly Bean. That's going to, as always, have significant differences between with backwards compatibility with the other software. Fewer developers. They've still got capabilities with HD and the like, so you know the number of applications are going to be available for it with fewer. How many people are coding for Microsoft at the moment? I really don't know. Are they using the .NET
almost
framework?
I think it's almost none. There's nothing to code for yet, as far as I can see.
But the benefits are, to just pop over to the Windows side, that you're going to be able to code something and then it will run on the full version of Windows, on Windows RT, on Windows Phone, on everything, isn't it?
Well, that's the theory, but the theories are always good until you actually practice them.
It's completely different frameworks, because you've got the ARM processor basically on the tablet version, and then it's Intel-based for the PC version. So you're
says the Mac group.
Just for the Metro apps. Just for the Metro apps.
Right, okay, so then that's split
the thing,
though.
You've got the Metro version, then you've got another...
Eric, help me out here. Is the Times correct? In 2016, is Apple just going to be ahead, with Android following in 2016?
I think so, probably, but I think the bigger question is, what does that really mean? You know, if Android is just the free one, and people aren't really using it, I think a lot of people today don't really know that they're using Android. I mean, I'm not speaking for the people who are in that group who are segregated themselves because they love Android and they love their Android apps and they know how it works and they love it.
There's four.
But the rest of the people who just get whatever free comes on their phone and never download a single app in their lives, I don't think they're really going to matter to them.
I think you're right, Eric. There's a lot of people who really don't understand what it is they're using. They might even not even understand if they've got an iPhone, that it's an iPhone. They just know that it does what they want it to do, and that's it. And they really don't care what it is as long as it works the way they want it to.
Well, that's an interesting point, because tablets do work slightly differently. A phone is ostensibly supposed to be something you can make phone calls with. A tablet is a multipurpose device. It's a content consumption device, just like a Kindle. I wouldn't expect people. This thing that I don't know whether people are using tablets to read books yet, because I still see hundreds of Kindles when I'm traveling, and people don't tend to use iPads so much. They tend to use that for sort of magazines and sort of playing words with friends and the like. And what I'm interested in is whether people are going to make a conscious decision based on what. I mean, they all look the same, which is really going to be. It's going to be tough to make people decide what they're going to get. What I noticed about the Android one, of course, it's a 7-inch tablet. And Apple haven't got that market yet, and depending on who you speak to, Kyle, they may never have that market, or they'll get it.
But just to fill Eric in, earlier we asked, of this group assembled here, would you be interested in a 7-inch iPad? And it was about 60% that held their hands up. Okay, so let's do the Nexus 7. Who's interested in purchasing the Nexus 7?
For the price,
on order.
For the price it is, it's ridiculous. £150.
Again, that's about 40-50%.
And interestingly,
Dom, was that a hand in the air? Or was that just in glasses
as well?
No, I've ordered one.
Yeah,
you're standing amongst a bunch of geeks who like the latest toys. Are you surprised that most
we're
of
not
us
really
want one just to play with?
Okay, so let's say that the Windows tablet, which is called the well remembered. Is the same price. Would you order that as well? Just to
sure.
See what it's like?
Absolutely.
So is price more important than actually how usable it is? For us?
Right.
What do you mean price is sensibility?
No, it's accessibility. You have to pay £600 for the device. Then you're going to have one of those devices. If it's £200 for the device, you might as well say, oh,
Eric, have you played with a Nexus yet?
No, I haven't. One of the new the 7-inch tablet.
Yeah,
no,
that's it. Have you heard reviews? What's it sound like?
No, I haven't seen reviews yet for it. I said it doesn't really interest me a whole lot because you know it's the size. It's not the best for reading. It's not really the best for movies. You can get an iPad and still watch the movies in a slightly larger format. It's cheap, but then, you know, what do you do with it? Is it a better deal to get an iPad 2 and just have the apps that you can load on it, I wonder?
Cool.
Steve, can I point out something about this article?
Oh, not my article of facts.
it's assuming that Apple don't bring out a new iPad in the next 4 years.
Have you met the small one?
Very unlikely.
Are you just going to destroy my arguments and then hand it back and say thank you
yes.
very much? Are you a lawyer?
No, but you didn't read the article. You looked at the pictures.
Pretty it's pictures. Much easier after a few glasses of mead.
But no, it's quite interesting, actually, because just covering the Apple stuff and also the tech stuff. 3, 4, 5 years ago when I got into this, I knew everything about this and no one else knew nothing. Whereas now, the main media are covering all of the stories that are going on, and they have to spin their own spin on all of this. And it's not all normally correct, which is why it's great fun reading it, because you just think, where the hell did they get that from? Is that the same in the States, Eric? Is your normal media kind of jumping on the tech wagon now and covering it wrongly? Or is it covering it accurately? Or
I guess I would say pretty much the same as always. I mean, it's maybe the tech has been bigger here for the last 10 years or so, the coverage. But I would say they get it wrong just about as often as they used to.
Journalism's cracked the world over.
Okay. Isn't there a big Ferrari and the New York Times or something where they covered Apple, an Apple welfare, factory welfare story when there was so much more going on in the world. Is that right, Eric?
Say what?
You've got to talk into it. Yeah.
Right, next story. Carl.
Higgs boson, how about that one?
Oh, Higgs boson. Who can explain to me what the Higgs boson is?
It's a particle.
Alex? Where's Alex?
Alex isn't here. He's at home.
Who can pretend to be Alex? Who can explain to me what it is?
It's a theoretical particle that's supposed to explain.
No longer theoretical.
It's the thing that adds. It's the thing that adds mass to the universe. Essentially, when the Big Bang happened, there was a bunch of photons with no mass, and then something appeared which slowed them all down. Because if there wasn't something, some kind of mass involved, there'd be nothing to slow them down, and therefore there's something that's between everything, including subatomic particles, and they need to find out what it is. And the way they're doing that is by smashing things together and finding out what comes off, and they're cancelling out the stuff they know so they can find out what there is that's
there's people in Birmingham do that with Nissans every night.
Is this something I should get excited about?
Well, you're missing the big story, though, is the fact that they use Comic Sans on the presentation tonight. That eclipses what they've actually discovered, you know, that these scientists would use this font.
And here's the real problem. They waited to do this until I was on vacation, so I had no chance to read anything about it at all except to see the headlines saying, "We've discovered the God particle."
Well,
that's it.
That's a very good point, actually, because they haven't. All that happens is it's to do with statistical probability. And all that's happened is their statistical probability of them having found it has got a bit higher. Absolutely.
Higher.
It doesn't mean anything at all.
It's got very high.
Absolutely. It's still not amazingly high, no. So, yeah.
It's not the particle itself. It's just something that...
Exactly. Like evidence that the particle's there.
It's the same as the fast and light neutrinos.
No, because they were not real.
Yeah, they retested and found that was a mistake. But
yeah,
just yeah, but they've done this within a year of getting the Hadron Collider up and running.
I'm glad you said
it took 8 years to get the Hadron Collider running.
I'm glad you said that, because at the moment, the intellectual conversation was between the Android lot and the Windows lot. It was going well. The Mac lot were very quiet. So, Paul,
yeah,
I'm
we just make stuff look
there.
Good. I.e., no Comic Sans.
Okay, it looks good.
They're being just like Apple. No comment.
Thanks, Don.
Right, next story. What is it?
Steve, don't
Eric,
do it.
Give me a story.
He's not going to do the story. He's not going to do the story about the.
Hang on.
Dr. Happy Mac.
Dr. Happy Windows.
Are you trying to get some customers on the Windows side? Are you smoozing
Surface.
With the Windows people to get customers?
No, that Surface tablet looks pretty damn cool.
Don't do the Android exploit.
He's our spy.
Because we're the Androids. You make us look bad.
You sure you don't want the Android exploit one?
No.
What's the Android exploit?
Don't forget to point out the Android lot have just pulled out a pile of iPads.
It may well be possible to compromise an Android by clicking a link that doesn't need any.
If you use Yahoo.
Yeah.
It may be possible to compromise an Android by buying an iPad.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
Android people are trying to explain to everyone why their problem of non-Android. I'm not
however,
being
there is a I haven't got to the however
Sorry,
bit yet. However,
you're a bit sensitive about viruses.
There's an exploit basically in the kernel of Android, which means you don't need to root it. To be able to put into a rootkit, so you can click on a link. However, there's been competitions in America for years where you get a Mac or an iOS device and they try and hack it. And
the
so the fact is. All this news story is they've done it with the.
That's because when you win the competition, you win the device.
Yeah,
yours comes in cereal packets.
Absolutely.
When you win the competition, you win money. That's what it's all about, baby. Money.
Absolutely. Whereas with Android, we do it for fun.
Okay. Which is why there's only four of you.
But you do it for fun.
Just
so. No one buys Android apps.
Right, so the four people in the Android group have told us that there's not a problem with security. Five,
that's
sorry.
Fine.
But five, one
four
of them
people,
Matt,
two
of
iPads.
Carl.
Another here we go. Greenies. Greenies cross the floor.
Will is a defector.
So,
do you want your iPad as well,
Mr.
Will?
British Mac.
I was at Google yesterday, and a great bunch of blokes.
Eric.
Does this mean it's going to be British Android?
So, Mr. British Mac, can you tell me why you've walked over to the Android side?
What would Johnny Ive think?
Come on.
What would he say?
Sorry, Eric. Are you still alive? Are you still with us?
Yes, I'm still here.
Hey!
I'm curious what the crowd thinks of the Microsoft Surface, especially the guys in the Windows area over there.
They are very excited by it.
It's very pretty. It looks nice. Whether it works or not is a whole other matter. We'll see. I'm always skeptical about anything before it comes out. Anybody else?
Especially from Microsoft.
That was especially from Microsoft, from Big Matt. The second tallest person here.
I think it's going to sell to businesses because when it comes out, it'll have Microsoft Office on there. And I think a lot of businesses want Office on a tablet.
Here's a question
because
for you.
Because they're cheap.
If you were producing a Windows tablet and you were a supplier like Samsung or Acer or give me another one, Dell, or what the hell would you do now? You just have Microsoft said this is our tablet. If you're a supplier, so Dell... Why would you continue to develop for a supplier who have already developing their own? It's like Apple saying, oh, Dell, do some computers. You can sell them alongside our Apple computers, but we'll charge you to do it. And
you mean
hope
like
you get
Android?
On well.
They can't not provide products. They're cutting their nose off to spite their faces, sadly.
Yeah. Who?
Your Asus's and your Samsung's are unfortunately forced to bend over and take it. They'll have to
Well, won't they convert to the Android side?
No, they'll just carry on.
Bend over, Acer.
It's too big. Sadly, it's too big a market for them to miss. Android's too small. So's the Mac.
Android's bigger than Windows.
That's right. Is it
not being built by Advent or someone, though?
In a business context, no, people still go to Microsoft.
Did you hear the rumour that Microsoft might buy...
What, RIM? They've been...
Yeah, BlackBerry. I thought it was a brilliant rumour. Makes sense to me.
Well, it's the only way it's going to save RIM, because RIM are on their uppers now, to be honest.
Are you sure? Steve, are you sure you read that right? Because I heard it was Microsoft were looking over the RIM. No.
They're looking into the abyss, mate, they are. They're looking into the abyss.
Microsoft and Enterprise, RIM, it's the same thing. BlackBerry is Enterprise, yeah. Microsoft is Enterprise.
Yeah, mate, it's a great fit. It's a great fit if they're buying. But there's also Nokia there. There's been rumour that they're going to complete the deal, as it were, because they're already in bed with Nokia. They're going to finish the deal off and Nokia will become another Microsoft brand.
I think that's what they're going to do. I think they're going to do with the phones like what they're going to do with the tablet market, which is to close it off, subsidize it, make it their own like that. I think they're going to prop up Nokia, if not buy them outright. And they probably will buy BlackBerry, but only for the patents and to salvage the scraps. I think they would never continue under the BlackBerry name or try to incorporate the two or merge the two platforms because Microsoft is just too competitive in that business computing space. And so they want that for themselves.
So you think Microsoft will buy BlackBerry?
Yes, but just the patents, just to sell them off for scraps and make sure that, because otherwise they'd be competing with a group that could, you know, sue them many times over. So, you know, in the future, I mean. So they're going to do that. They're going to make sure that they have the patent and the legal security going forward.
Cool. Okay.
What's the status? Because, I mean, there's a ruling this week on patents and saying that hardware has an element of them, software has very little element for them because first to market seems to be the overriding factor. And that could be a huge influence going forward on all of the tablets because Apple are using their power to limit the tablet market through injunctions based on patents. But you've got rulings now that are saying first to market is the big thing and lo and behold, we're all sat with iPads. And we've been the quietest in the bunch about the debate between which is the best pad because we were first to market, we're the leaders, we don't have to say anything.
Well,
that
more to the point,
a huge impact.
But I say, that's more to the point. The fact that Apple are still pursuing the banning of 10-inch tablets all across the world in various different places. I think it was quite clever of Google to come up with a 7-inch one. Okay, there have been 7-inch tablets before, but if they can sort of claim the market there... They may be able to persist, and then when Apple tries to bring up a 7-inch tablet, which they may do, the Google can come back and kick their bottoms.
Well, it'll be Amazon. Amazon were the
or
first
Amazon,
to bring
yeah.
up a 7-inch. Well, no, Samsung. Well, they had the 7-inch, the Galaxy 7.
Well, that's right. But the thing about Android, the Amazon and the Samsung ones are both Android based. So,
yeah.
I like the fact that the tabloid argument now is so that it's got to. The only way of destroying the Apple stronghold is to bring out a 7-inch. That's not true. They've got to improve the content. They've got to improve the way of getting that content. I mean, the Google Nexus looks brilliant to me, but I've never heard of Play, the Google Play thing. I've got all my contact.
The App Store.
Pretty okay, much. The Android lot are now telling me what it is. Everyone else is silent.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Exactly.
Well, that for effect, that was.
We've got to convince the world to go over to Android and understand what Play is and understand how to get the content. If you don't get the content, what's the point of having a screen?
Well, I don't know, you see, because people are getting Android phones because they're really cheap. Everybody's handing them away.
Are those people the people that really want to get apps and the content and the stuff? Or do they just want a phone that's got a touch screen and works like a touch screen?
People. Yes.
And they think they're all the same.
And that is the mass.
And they probably think they've got an iPhone. Yeah.
They think they're all the same.
Yeah. But I think a phone is a very different thing from a tablet, though, isn't it?
Yeah.
Absolutely.
A tablet is a consumption device. A phone is a communication device.
Well, I say a tablet is something that you... A tablet is something you select, isn't it? Whereas a phone is something you get because you've signed up for a contract. There's a very big difference between the two.
And the interesting thing for me, in a corporate world, an enterprise world, my IT would love to go for Android, because they write apps that... Or they write in a way, in terms of Windows world, that they think could work on the Android way. However, Oracle... big supplier of the enterprise world to Windows and also to the Apple world, in court at the moment with the Android world. So it's one of the things that's stopping them go the Android route, because we're currently in those corporate wars.
I was going to say, what's just come to mind actually is delivery over the web. I'm still not sure that any of the tablets have got a rock solid, fantastic, best of breed browser that you can do everything you can do on a PC with. I would still be a little bit more hesitant about buying something using a tablet than I would on a PC. The user experience. I've tried to expand a screen, and the windows have got the little sort of frames have gone all over the place.
Have you found that? Android people, Apple people.
No, I think the thing, it's not so much the browser, because the browser is, the browser on the iPad and within iOS is quite sophisticated and you can do a lot with it. I think the issue that people have when trying to use an iPad as a machine, as a computer, is that it's very single-tasked and you don't have the multiple windows and you can't easily swap between windows and view two windows at a time. I know you can, but it is a barrier. I know I love my iPad and I use it all the time. I use it more than I probably thought I would do, but if I do need to do some serious tasks, I will always go to a laptop or to my desktop, so I can actually get a big screen and see everything on screen. But that's for certain jobs.
Now, is this something where Surface could really capitalise?
Well, what are you using, Microsoft guys? Are you and girls?
Sadly, an iPad. But the idea of the Microsoft the idea of the idea of the Surface device is that you'll carry the tablet with you to work, and you'll play Angry Birds, and you'll read the paper. When you get to work, you'll dock it and it's dark and it'll suddenly become a fully-fledged Windows machine. You'll fire up Office and you're away.
My head has gone down.
And that means your corporate IT boys are going to look put big smiles on their face, because it's going to link in beautifully with Active Directory. They're not going to be frightened having to put Apple things on their network, which we all know corporate IT don't like to do. I don't like to do it. People bring iPads into me and no one will take that away.
Is anyone corporate IT here? Well,
yes.
Yes.
Okay.
Well... we'll much prefer, if Microsoft bring out a device, we're all going to go, ooh, look, and HP and Dell will sell it.
Is it the phrase, no one got sacked for buying IBM or Microsoft?
Yes, absolutely true. The other thing is, of course, our preferred suppliers, HP and Dell and whoever else, will bring out a competitive device. We'll just go, oh, brilliant, they've got one of those out. We'll get a device in.
I can absolutely see that. So you've got your tablet, you wanted your tablet, here's your tablet, plug it in and move on. Aaron?
I work for a large organisation. I'm not going to say their name, but they are starting to roll out Apple products, and this is a name that all of you will have heard of. Mm-hmm. And they are now starting to use a lot of apps. They're actually rolling them out on the floors where the workforce are using, and they're going that way. And I would say it's only a matter of time before they actually go the full circle and go Apple. Well, at the moment, they're too big to just suddenly change.
Everyone knows
it.
Similar situations, Dom.
Well, I'd just say that, you know, I don't really treat the Surface as a tablet. It's a hybrid device. It's a sort of tablet, but it's a small desktop machine that is portable and you can plug in. I mean, it comes with a keyboard. You know, you can't get it without the keyboard. Yeah. Well, no, you can use the onboard keyboard. Sorry, you can. But, you know, the big push they're doing is it's got a proper keyboard. So that immediately says, right, well, you have to use a trackpad and a keyboard to actually use this particular
device. The only thing that worries me about the Microsoft tablet, and it's coming from the Microsoft guy, I've been here before about 5 years ago with Windows tablet PCs and the success they were. I mean, has anyone here actually heard of it? Microsoft tablet PC? Anyone ever seen one?
Eric, just going to Eric, have you seen a Microsoft tablet in use?
Years ago, I tried one out.
The XP ones, yeah.
The old XP ones.
Yeah, like in 2006 or something.
Yeah, exactly. And that was a roaring success, wasn't it? That's the only thing that worries me. But maybe we're more, what's the word I'm looking for?
I mean,
we're more softened down to the tablet device, and it will take off in the way that it didn't back then because we couldn't really see the point in it.
Yeah, but they were huge, thick things, weren't they?
They were yonking.
You see them on CSI or something. Yeah.
I like the Apple Group. They were thick things, though, weren't they? The Apple Group went in there, is what it looks like. What do you reckon, Eric? Which one's going to survive in 2016, like the newspaper article said? Which one's going to be there?
Which one? Well, in the far off distant future, when they'll all be out of business? I think in 2016, I think they'll all still be there, all three. We won't have BlackBerry, I don't think, anymore. But I was going to mention, when you were talking about the patents and how Apple is trying to get injunctions and preventing people from bringing in 10-inch tablets and anything that remotely resembles a touchscreen tablet device, you know, think how unfair that is when, you know, as if Apple was the first to market with a tablet. You know, there was the tablet PC, there was, you know, 3M was making touchscreens 20, 30 years ago. You know, how far back do you go before you say that there was prior art that you can't just patent the idea of a touchscreen any more than you can patent the idea of a keyboard and mouse to control a CRT monitor?
Be interesting.
I love how every comment I make just ends in just dead silence in the crowd.
It's a satellite delay.
We're having trouble thinking.
I just got to say, on the patent front, you have to defend your patent, so it's not a case of Apple kind of pushing them out and making sure they don't come into the country, and equally Google against Apple and so on and so forth. It's because if you don't defend your patents, you lose your patent. You lose your right to defend that patent, so you have to no matter what. So, I mean, of course there is a marketing thing there. Of course there is a push them away so that they get less sales, but everybody has to defend their patents. You can't just kind of go, oh, well, that's fair enough. That's a little bit of a gray area. You have to defend it.
I hate patents.
Oh, no, the system.
You know, if Apple didn't steal so many other people's ideas, I think I'd have more sympathy for them. But as it is, they have the... You know, Apple has showed... They're showing right now, as they are, that they can have the highest profits and the market-winning tablet without having any exclusivity on their patents. Meanwhile, their iPad and everything, and their iOS, everything they do is just ripe with things that they've plucked from Google and from Microsoft and from other competitors, other shareware and third-party apps that they've just, you know, outright stolen from. So for them to say that they own the market on pinch to zoom just because they were first to market with it and have the best product, you know, I think that's a little disingenuous.
I just want to ask, Sarah was clapping when you were saying that.
Yeah,
Sarah, why were you clapping?
Well, I was going to say, I mean, if you look at the, if anyone remembers what happens when Apple first launched the iPhone, they just used the name and then they settled with the company that owned the rights to the name afterwards.
Is
they
that
just,
the thing that pisses you off about?
Well, it's one of the things
patents.
That really annoys me. It's just
come on,
they,
you're
they
bringing something which is 5 years old.
Well, no, it's Apple throwing their weight around. I see what Sarah's saying. They're saying that they don't have to get permission because they're Apple, and they know that no matter what company goes after them, they can just buy them off in the end and get the name that they want.
And the same can be said of Windows and Google and every other large company out there. They all do the same thing. It's pretty much a big company thing. I'm going to do this, and then I'll settle with you later.
No, but if you were clapping in terms of how Apple, you know, just do what other people do and rip off the patents, the example can't be that they... they used the name and then brought the company out. No, they didn't buy the company out. Well, but that's 5 years old. There's got to be a better example of that.
That money after they'd actually started using the name. That's my point.
What about ITV?
Okay. The battle in the making.
Well, what about
do you know ITV, Eric?
We should ask Kyle.
Eric, do you know what ITV is?
The software or the rumored Apple product?
Interesting. Exactly, yeah. ITV in the UK is... Oh, Teresa, do you know what ITV is? I'm using you as a Canadian.
No, I'm not Canadian. I'm American. But no.
Oh, sorry.
No, it's not an insult. It's just that he, you know, I'm American.
I was going to say, before you continue, I've been doing the Big Show now for, I think, a year and a bit, and I'm sure we've spoken about ITV before on the Big Show. It's something that's going to keep on running and running. It's going to keep coming back, and it's going to keep... It's one of these battles that if you get big enough, you can fight.
Okay, but just close it out then.
It's not so much that. Is what's going to happen is it represents the critical mass of companies where you know the things aren't going to get resolved. Just like there are going to be injunctions against 10-inch tablets by Apple for the foreseeable future because they can, because some lawyers know how to make money out of it.
I think Apple TV is a better name anyway. ITV is in the UK is a media company like CBS.
Oh.
So it's our independent TV, independent television. It's our Channel 3. It's up there with BBC.
I think I've heard of that. So I'm guessing that predated the lowercase I meaning internet from Apple's usage by decades.
Yeah,
except it's uppercase in our case.
It'd be better if Apple chose Apple TV anyway. Okay, next story. Someone give me a story. Carl.
Microsoft announces $39.99 for Windows Pro upgrade from XP, Vista, and Windows 7.
Which in the UK money means 15 quid.
I think you need to say it into the microphone so that.
So, just very quickly, that's to say that the upgrade isn't just from Windows 7 to Windows 8, but for Windows XP and Vista to Windows 8. So, that means that you can just completely wipe out your estate for little money, 15 quid.
15 quid for an upgrade.
For an upgrade to the new Windows 30, what is it, $39.95? Is that what they said?
Who's excited about that?
Yeah.
And what's the mountain?
Excellent.
What's the mountain lion upgrade going to be?
It might work.
It's $19.99, I'm sure, isn't it?
Like $1.99.
No, it's $19.99, but it's for all your machines that you own.
What hardware will it work on?
Yes,
exactly the same as Windows 7.
Yeah, 15 quid for all
because
machines.
There's a lot of really old machines out there, and I'm going to guarantee that the new Windows is not going to work on
it. Anything that works with Windows 7 will work with Windows 8.
Is this exciting news for the Windows audience then?
I think so, considering the price that Windows has always been on an upgrade. I think it's really nice that they've come down in price, you know, to a more manageable level for a lot of people. And there's a lot of people on Vista who would love to get off Vista, but they just didn't want to pay for an upgrade to Windows 7. So if they do this in Windows 8, there'll be a lot of people leaving Vista in droves saying, I can afford it now.
The point is, though, Teresa, is that I know you said that a lot of the if people upgrade from, say, XP or Vista, it may not actually run on it. But the point is, it's actually a cheap way of actually providing a valid license.
Oh, yes,
absolutely. So it's still worth doing, even if you don't actually use it on the box that XP was already installed on.
That's true, absolutely.
I think it would be a bigger story is if they brought out this price point for Microsoft Office. I think that would make much, much more sense.
Well, that's an interesting one because Office products are getting delivered electronically over the like internet live versions of it rather than downloadable. And to be able to, there hasn't been a price point for that yet. So rather than buying a CD or downloading electronically, but how does Microsoft will need to deliver their Office products just as Google has with their docs. And it'd be interesting to see what they decide to do about that.
But they did do that last year because last year they did Windows 7 and Windows Office as educational products, and they were both quite cheap. I think they were about 30 quid each. One's called the Ultimate Steel. And you could download them if you had a child in education, if you were in education, if you knew anyone in education, or if you knew the address of any school anywhere near you, you could download it. There's no check whatsoever. All you had to do was say, yep, I know something about education. Yep. I will have Windows 7 or Office for that.
Frustratingly,
if you'd ever been to school, if you ever spent one day in kindergarten, if your parents had ever sent you off to a bus with a lunchbox, you were eligible for the education discount.
Graduated.
If you could spell school, you got the discount.
Yeah. I think that's unfortunately, they, they've canned that now, or at least the price has gone up, because my wife's doing an open university degree. She wanted to buy it and was quite disappointed that it's gone up to something like 90 quid, which is still reasonable.
Short run things, yeah. But you can still get it for a Pew and some of the educational discounters.
Yeah.
Some of it, not for the same as the Ultimate.
But
steel.
I guess my point is, it's the version which is web based, so it's not a downloadable product, yeah. But it's kind of like Office. I think it's, what's it called, Office Live or something. Office 365.
No, it was the full Office suite. It was the ultimate Office suite. Uh-huh. You could buy and download. If you paid an extra 10 quid, you could have the disc sent to you as well.
So
it wasn't Office Live. It does do a... Because I've got it. My daughter is in school, so it's allowed.
Okay. Huh? Rather than debating which exact version of Office you have...
Well, I want to point out, guys, that we're talking about Microsoft slashing their prices left and right. I mean, now Windows comes in at like a fraction of what it used to, Office a fraction of what it used to. Whether it's the educator discount or the web version, or they're giving away free via the live online version, it really is changing their model, and I think signaling Microsoft's desire to move and become a hardware manufacturer more like Apple. Because when you got people comparing Apple's products to Windows and Microsoft-based products, where the software seems to be a separate cost, I think they're going to try to absorb that and sell and manufacture their own hardware like the Surface and like the iPad.
And of course, at the new price for Windows, there's no excuse for not running it on your Mac in virtualization. Mm-hmm. So I don't think Microsoft really care what hardware it's running on. They'll be selling a shed load of Windows 8 licenses.
Well, when you say there's no excuse, well, there's every excuse, because you don't like it if you're ever a Mac fan.
Is this a world now that the iOS doesn't really matter and the value's in the apps, and that's why value now is in Office rather than Windows, and that's why they're giving away Windows and the value now remains with Office?
At the moment.
The value's in the store. The value's in that 30% cut that they get, whether it's an app, a book, a movie, a TV show, music. It's in that store.
And that's why they're giving it away.
But there's a bunch of people who have to run Windows stuff for work. They have to. There's just no...
No, we've moved on.
There's... No, I said there's a lot of people, not everybody. I mean,
yeah,
what I do
that
at work,
too, Teresa.
Yeah, what I do at work, I have to run Windows-based stuff because it just doesn't work right on Mac. It just doesn't, and there's things that would I could get around them, but it would drive me insane. So I figure better off to have a Windows machine sitting there and use that for work. And I think there's a lot of that out there.
I'd love to do this every year.
Yeah.
You don't need
just
to
have little free groups and just see how the movement goes with the different numbers.
I have to run Windows on a virtual machine inside a Mac because of one application. Yeah. But when Windows crashes, I keep using the Mac and Windows reboots in the background.
Well, I have to say, I've not had a Windows machine crash in ages.
No.
Ages.
But the beauty of it running...
No, No, I've got Windows. I got Windows XP machines that have been up for.
I like the way you measure whether it crashes or not.
We don't measure it. Anymore,
but you're talking about whether it crashes or not.
That doesn't exist now.
You're talking about it.
No, you're the one who said it.
Yes, yesterday, yeah. Windows 7 crashed on me, and I had to reboot.
It says the Mac group down there.
I had a Mac.
Next story, Carl.
The Android. Whoa. I'm on the Android side, and I have never had a Windows 7 crash.
And not only that, but I have had a Mac crash on me, too. I've had it white screen. Scared the living daylights out of me.
But it's interesting, the Windows, you've got Windows 8 now, which is on the same on the tablet, same as the desktop, one operating system. Android, it comes to Apple, slowly moving towards the same operating system. Slowly, okay? Google, very different. Google,
you've got the Chromebook for the desktop. That's about it.
Which is way on the left.
Well, on the left.
And then you've got
bet
the
doesn't crash,
Google Phone, which is way on the right.
Which there's crashes no, quite a lot.
There's no mix in there at all. Oh, no. It's interesting that three different groups are moving different ways.
James? Can I come in? Because James earlier on said that people buy an Android phone, and they know they're getting an Android phone. But the whole point is, you don't. Are you getting Android 2? Are you getting Android 3? 3.2? 4, are you going to get 4? Can you upgrade to 4? I'm down here on the Mac side. I like iPads because they've revolutionized the way that I draw. I want to like an Android tablet. I bought a Galaxy Tab because I like the form factor. I like what Samsung done. They've created a really great machine. The screen ratio is brilliant. Really like it. The App Store, well, for a start, Android is sluggish as what's it. And I'm on 3.2, and there is just such a noticeable lag and I haven't tried 4. I want to try 4. But the App Store is a disaster area. It's absolutely appalling. So I'm coming from a very specific need, art apps. And I look at other apps as well, but it's art apps predominantly. And I've downloaded, I don't know, 50, 60 art apps on the iPad just to try them out, because they're cheap, and I can. And I play with them and I find the one that I like. On Android, I've got 5, 6, maybe. One's the brand leader. It crashes after an hour. It's got a big memory leak. The others are worse than iPad 1 apps.
Cool. Right. For everyone here, calm down now. Although we are in 3 different groups, we are all together. We are all enjoying the bash, aren't we?
Yay!
Right, we have some competitions to give away. We have... Tone's going to help me out with this. Geek Badge is a prize or an app where you go on and you... assess yourself, and all I need to know are the top 3, don't reveal scores, but the top 3 individuals, no order.
Okay.
Top 3.
Paul Wheatley.
Yes.
Yay. Andy Lee. Yay. And let's see, there's actually a 3-way tie.
3-way tie, okay. And who was the third?
Paul.
Was it?
Yeah. No, sorry. Paul's mum.
Yeah. Okay, so there's Paul, and Andy. Eric, do you want to take part? Are you on Geek Badge? Do you know what a Geek Badge is?
Hello.
Okay, right. So, 3-way tie. Where are those guys? If you want to go for a mic now, so you can help out and say, Andy Lee's not here. Anyone else?
Paul,
move forward to a mic and... Paul's here. Okay, so we're going to take Paul versus Paul to win the amazing prize of...
No.
That's the Geek Badge prize right there.
Down here. Yeah. Whatever.
Andy Vaughan.
Andy Vaughan has supplied... ...of...
Fixter.net.
And he
wrote the green app as well.
That looks like a toilet seat cover.
I didn't use toilet seat cover.
Please,
it's not
give
just
us more
a toilet
credit.
Seat cover. To win this prize, which is
a Mac Show toilet.
Which is a Mac seat toilet cover.
You know,
a lovely blue Mac seat
to say,
toilet cover.
I'm happy to take part, but there is absolutely no chance Kirsty will let me put that anywhere near any toilet in our house. But I'm happy
to win this prize.
Anyway.
So congrats.
And in celebration of the famous Mead episode of Christmas last year, you have to guess, and I'll take one answer and one answer from you each only, how much the postage was from Leeds to Birmingham of the Mead Bowl, which is in the corner of British Tech back at the moment. How much was it to post it from Leeds to here?
Using which courier?
I need a coin. If someone can flip a coin on who goes first. Actually, no. Tell the person on your left. Now, trust Paul. Tell Paul your number. tell your number to your number so that you don't just say, oh, one higher than the other.
So that Paul number. Tells that Paul.
How much was it? So just tell the person next to you what the number is. How much was it to post that barrel of 34 pints from Leeds to London for next day postage?
Next day.
Don't tell me. Tell the person to your left first. Okay, tell the person to your left. Have you done it?
Go on, Paul.
Have you done it?
Mr. Kirkle. Mr. Kirkle, what did he say?
No, it wasn't that much.
Okay, Paul Kirkle,
what did he say?
He said £170. Pounds? I mean, euros.
£170.
Pounds. How much have you been drinking? Are you been snorting as well?
Is that a go at the Mead, to be fair?
Do you not want this?
Well, his is as bad.
This is lovely.
His is...
He's won by default, surely.
If it was next day?
£120. Okay, how much does everyone else pay?
He said 77.
77. All right. 50 quid?
50.
Lower.
£25.40.
Lower. £9.
Hey!
So therefore...
You've won.
Congratulations.
Acceptance speech, please.
Right. This show is brought to you... by TechSmith. We have had a great day today here, haven't we?
Yes!
Lovely TechSmith. Betsy is in the audience somewhere who has provided the pig and the beer, and we've all had a great time, haven't we?
Yes!
TechSmith provide great products such as...
Camtasia 2, which he's got a new version out now as well, which you can get. And also Snagit 2 as well is out there. And there's a ton of other stuff that they do. Fantastic, fantastic company. They give us licenses to give away on the shows as well. But they've turned out and they've bought everything that you've had today.
It was a brilliant example from Martin earlier, who in work has been using Camtasia to screenshot and capture some trainings, an internal package, putting it onto the Mac and then screen capturing it and recording a video and showing everyone in work how we work it and how to use it. And that's all due to TechSmith. This show is not possible without UK2. And all our bandwidth is provided by UK2. And if you go to the website, you will find vouchers and discount codes that you can use within UK2.
Yeah.
The British Tech Network website.
British Tech Network.
If you go to the sponsors link on the menu across the top, it'll give you all the offer codes.
Correct. Excellent. And the final word.
We have to thank Eric Lanigan for sitting through all of this and not being able to be here. Poor guy.
Eric, look up geek badge, and it tests you on your geekiness. Go on.
This is also the last of the panel shows. We've got Worlds Apart in a minute, but I've got to say a huge thank you to Russ, because he's done all the tech.
Hey, Russ.
Dan in the corner there as well has helped sort out stuff with the wireless. DHM has sorted out the router, which has been knackered for months. Thank you, mate. It's an Apple piece of crap. I've got to also thank, and he never gets any credit for anything that he does, and this network would not run without him, Carl Madden. Yeah! Every week, I sit down and open a document, and Carl has put all the links in for all the shows, for all the stories to talk about on all the panel shows, and... If I hadn't got in, mate, this network would have just had no content and it would have folded 5-6 months ago. You, dude, are everything about this network. Absolutely everything. Well done. And as well, the last one is Sarah, by no means least. If you're complaining that the website's gone to down this week, it's got sod all to do with Sarah. She hasn't been the problem. I've been the problem. I just let all the bagel tech names lapse on UK2. No, not renewing that. Not renewing that. Not renewing that. And I got to the one that the server resides on. And I didn't renew that either. Which is why it's disappeared. But it's renewed now and it should be populating again all around. But Sarah has done a fantastic job. The back end. Paul Wheatley, jump in here. How easy is it to post a show?
Very, very easy. Very, very surprising.
It's, that's Sarah. That's all written at the back end. And there's tons of other people that help out. Steve comes on with the panel. We do the stuff down at Elmerg and that kind of thing. Tone on the F1 show. The loads of you come on the panels and stuff. This network is... I know you've been very kind and you said thank you to me and to the guys, but this network is all about you. It's nothing to do with us. It's the fun that all of us have every week. So I hope it keeps going. And it keeps growing. It's growing wildly at the moment, like the land
eye. I don't think your wife will have the next show at...
We won't be here next year.
It's about 5 times the size of last year.
Yeah, exactly. But thank you all so much. It's been an enormous benefit. And thanks, Eric, as well. You come on every week. And we don't pay Eric a penny. Andy Anatko comes on. Tom Merrick comes on. Andy Christians comes on. None of the guests get paid to come on. And again, we'd be lost without you. Thanks, man.
Go on, Eric.
Speechless. Eric?
Uh-oh, what?
This has been the British Tech Network broadcasting live across the internet to the whole world. And this is how we do it in the UK. Let's have a good round of applause and say thank you to everyone. Good night!